We are pleased to have our next guest. He's a two-time NBA champion. His name is David West. You know him very well. David, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
So, what have you been up to? Tell me a little bit about this historic basketball league.
Okay, it's the historical basketball league. We planned to create an environment or a landscape to compensate student athletes. Right now, guys who are eligible for collegiate athletics literally have one option, and that is to go into the system that exists. And we feel like in every market and every business, there should be competition. And also, options. And right now, there are very few options for kids who don't want to go the traditional route. So we intend to create a league, that gives kids another option, educates them a little bit differently, prepares them for the professional game and professional life a little bit differently, and hope to get some good results out of it.
Yeah, I think the interesting part is the league's going to take place in the summer, so yeah. It won't conflict with school. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we'll have our games from June to September. Our athletes will then go into a variety of school environment. Some will be 4 years, some will be 2 years, some will be online, some will be technical, very specific forms of education that fit the athletes and allow them a chance to be students. During this time, they'll have access to training and pro-level training, skill development during these months. They'll scrimmage. We'll take the best of the best or on an international tour in the winter, during winter break. And we do that so that they can have the opportunity to be students, to develop different parts of themselves, to work on the skill development portion of their games, which is probably the most important aspect that guys are missing at that stage in terms of that transition into professional basketball.
Former Warrior David West joining us. He's a two-time NBA champion. All right, so at the parade last year, you created a mystery, a big mystery that went unsolved for a few months. And then I guess you dropped dime and said, what the Warriors had gone through involved a meningitis scare. That can't be it. Come on, there's got to be more to it.
No, so I never actually said that. What I said was that we did have a major health scare, but my point of that comment was, to take away this idea that somehow an NBA season or our journey had been easy. We had been getting hit with that the last month of the season or so. It was just easy. Everything was easy. Was this year easier? And it absolutely wasn't. And, every NBA locker room is different. Every environment is intense. It's tough. When things happen, we were able to just manage it, in a way that allowed us to get through and come out with another championship.
David, speaking of things happening, a lot of people reacted to your two former teammates, Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, about a month ago, having a blow up in Los Angeles. And you had mentioned, being the leader that you are, that if you were a part of the team, that wouldn't have happened. Can you kind of walk us through on how you would have prevented that?
Yeah, I mean, I watched that game, and I just thought the huddle was too loose. You've got to be able to, I think you got to be able to cut those things out in about between 3 to 5 seconds. So you let a guy say what he's got to say, and then you got to, you can't allow guys to go on. You can't allow things to fester and build. So, my instinct is always to jump in between, to sort of, get guys back settled. And, that incident, was just, it happened at the wrong time. The huddle wasn't tight enough. And then obviously things spilled over into the locker room.
Well, let me ask you this, David. When you saw that happen, were you surprised?
Yeah, I was.
Really?
I was because, again, it's a championship, experienced caliber team. Those guys know how to handle themselves. And, that type of emotion is always there. It's up to the group to make sure it doesn't spill over.
David, can you talk to us about Draymond Green? I'm telling my partner here, he is their heart and soul. And I feel like on some nights, you know, he's alone with that, having you gone now. Can you talk to us on what type of player Draymond Green is?
Yeah, well, Draymond's a very unique talent because, you know, he works to make the right play. You know, he believes his ability to make the right play. Some of the things that he does, you know, aren't necessarily trackable by statistics, but obviously his impact and his instincts on defense, you know, championship caliber instincts, and he's a great player because of that. But he also needs to play on that edge. You know, he's got to play right on that line of aggression and, you know, getting under people's skin, being, you know, physically aggressively attacking the basketball, and then pushing the pace, you know, and putting pressure on teams to stop their pace and his ability to push the pace and transition and find shooters. So he's unique, but again, he needs, you know, he needs people around him to make sure that, you know, he maintains his steady and his focus. And, you know, he's going to work himself, you know, into form. He knows how to do it. He's a pro. He's one of the best players in the game. And he's a guy who knows how to will his team to win, you know, and get them in winning situations.
Two-time NBA champion David West joining Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. You know, I'm looking at the big four players, Draymond, Steph, Clay, Durant. They're all different. They fit together on the court incredibly well. But is there a leadership issue there? Because they're all, you know, they're all great guys, but do they have a leader on this team?
Yeah, you know, these guys lead by committee. I mean, it's always been a group effort. There's never been one guy. You know, Steph is still the head honcho in terms of the direction of the group. And the group goes as he goes. And he knows how to manage that group in that locker room. You know, people don't realize, I mean, when he went out, and, you know, obviously when he gets hurt and he's not in the lineup, it changes everything. So, you know, when he's in the lineup and he's in the locker room healthy, he knows how to manage and handle it. Now, he's not somebody that's going to be demonstrative and, you know, be blowing up and fussing people out, but he is going to, you know, make sure he's communicating with everybody, and he is going to get the team, you know, motivated to play and be ready to go. And again, these guys are professionals. They all, you know, have the pedigree. Again, it's always been sort of the group, you know, a group approach. There was no singular leader. I don't think you can have a singular leader in terms of, you know, a basketball team. You know, you got guys who lead in different ways, and I think they're a unique group in the sense that, or they're not any different in terms of, you know, how other teams work.
David, as you know, DeMarcus Cousins is out, and nights like last night against the Raptors, some nights the Warriors look small. I know you're retired, David, but people have been clamoring and asking, could David West ever come back if the Warriors called him? Do you get that itch?
No. I watched the game last night. That was rough on the West. You know, Toronto is one of the few teams where they have the size. And then not only do they have the size, but those guys with size have the ability to do a pretty decent job of keeping guys in front. And, but they also can make you pay on the other end offensively, which is tough. I think that, you know, again, the team's got to figure out, they got to fight a little bit more, be a little bit more scrappy, particularly when they're facing teams like Toronto, you know, and got to figure out ways to get guys open. You know, it's going to be the biggest challenge, you know, right? Everybody has been able to adjust and make adjustments toward the Warriors for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And so, you know, you're going to get teams that are built a certain way that sometimes are going to, you know, be a little difficult for the Warriors to handle. But I think, again, over the long haul, you know, as the year wears on, you know, they start getting their playoff legs. Obviously, health is going to be a big issue, but I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be fine. I think they're going through what everybody expected them to go through. Like, you know, these seasons aren't easy. They've been doing it, you know, for a long time, and you know, they're going to find a way.
So the Warriors, Damian Jones obviously was a starting center. He's gotten hurt. He looks like he's going to miss the entire year. Cousins is coming off an Achilles. Jordan Bell's still pretty young. Looney's doing a nice job, but he's undersized. You're telling me that if Bob Myers gave you a call in February and said, we need your veteran presence and we need your toughness, you're going to tell him to pound sand?
I would tell him I'm completely unprepared.
Are you like are you in good shape right now or no?
I mean, I'm always in relatively good shape, but I'm nowhere near playing the NBA shape at this moment.
Well, you can you can get out of shape that fast, huh?
Oh yeah, oh absolutely, and it's a mindset thing too. You got to be prepared mentally to deal with that level, you know.
Right. David, I don't know if you're a gambler, but if I were to give you $1 million and have you look in your crystal ball and I ask you, you're in your, you know, deep in your gut, do you believe Kevin Durant is back here with the Golden State Warriors next season? How would you answer that?
I would say Kevin Durant is back with the Warriors next season.
Bam!
Yeah.
How come?
I think KD's comfortable here. Obviously, I think it's going to things may change depending on how the year ends up, but I think he likes the area. I think going to San Francisco fits, you know, it's a nice city. You know, this area fits him. You know, he's comfortable here. It's just my opinion. I don't think he's going anywhere.
David, you made it clear at the end of your career when you went to San Antonio and then came here that you wanted to be part of a championship team. If you had maybe won a title or two, let's say in your prime or early in your career, do you think you would have taken a different path, maybe the latter part of your career?
Yeah, I probably would have retired at like, you know, 10 or 12 years in that range.
Really?
Yeah. You know, because that, again, I think when you play basketball, I look at basketball a little bit differently than folks. I think about the entirety of, you know, how long I've literally gone fall, winter, you know, spring, summer, all basketball. And I did that for literally 30 years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you look at it, you say, man, what do you have? You know, the thing that you remember most are the experiences and the journeys to that end. So what I felt was, you know, as I got older and then I literally got beyond 10 years, you know, my mind started to shift toward, damn, I really don't have anything that I can really, 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 really talk about. And when I say talk about, I mean just having the knowledge and the experience of being around or being in the environment of, you know, achieving something so hard, so tough, you know, watching coaches and watching players prepare, being a part of the task management and things like that. Those are the things that interest me, and those are the things that I felt like, you know, added to me as a person. And so later in my career, that's why I wanted to experience it. Now, had I won earlier, then I probably wouldn't have played as long, you know, just because I would have had that feeling already.
Now, David, you're a champion. You know what it feels like. A lot of the fans think athletes are robots and they're supposed to be ready to go each and every night. How hard is it for these Warriors some nights to get up for games? Because, you know, the average person's like, oh, no, that's not an excuse. But can you share with us how real that is for you know, when you're on top to get ready night in and night out?
Yeah, again, there's nothing easy about professional sports. If you think about the odds, right, it's easier to win the lottery than it is to ever make the NBA. It's even, the odds are even tougher to stay. I don't think people realize 60 guys come in the NBA every single year. 60 guys don't leave, and 60 guys don't stay, meaning those 60 guys who get drafted don't necessarily ever make it in. There are immense challenges in terms of the pressure, but not only the pressure you're dealing with, the target, right? You've got the best players in the world sitting around every single night. When they come into play, you say, if I have my best game against Steph Curry or against Kevin Durant or against Draymond or against Klay, you know, I can make a name for myself, not only on my team, but around the league, you know, and players know that. And so you deal with guys some nights where, and we experienced this a couple of years. I was with these guys where a guy would be struggling for literally a week, 2 weeks. The night he plays against the Warriors, he looks like MJ. And then the next, you look at his game, the next game, he's back to his usual self. And sometimes that dynamic is frustrating. But again, as professionals, we know it's there. We know how to deal with it. And every year, you're not going to deal with it the same. And so these guys are, you know, this year they're having to figure out how to deal with that drag, right? Having to play against, and compete against teams who they know they're not going to see in the postseason. I think people are, you know, panicking to a degree, but you look at the standings, they're second in the West. So again, they're well within striking distance, and the guys know how to prepare themselves to gear up for that final hill, which is the playoffs and the championship run.
Everybody says, David, you're one of the toughest players in the NBA. Is there anybody that's played that you played against in your career that you would say you were a little intimidated by?
I was never intimidated by anybody. Now, I've always, you know, been honest with myself about my own level. You know what I'm saying? I never lied to myself about how, you know, best way I could compete. There were certain guys that I knew, okay, roll the ball out there. You know, I'm going to be able to compete with him on the floor and challenge him in the you know, on the stat sheet. But then there are other guys where I say, okay, you're not going to be able to compete with him on the stat sheet, but you're going to have to compete with him in a way that you make more winning plays than him. And so your team is going to end up winning this game, winning this playoff series, whereas you may not statistically be able to compete. So I was always real with myself in that regard. So I was never intimidated by anybody.
David, tell us a little bit about your basketball league.
Well, again, the Historical Basketball League is a professional college league that we intend to create. You know, we want to be the stop gap between you know, high school players coming out of high school who are thinking professional leagues, who are thinking pro careers. And they want to be best developed as pros, and they don't want to play this Rubik's Cube game with this idea of amateurism and, mm-hmm. and student athletes. What we want to do is we want to be very clear. You know, we want to bring you in, compensate you for playing basketball, because there is a market that these guys generate, you know, that's profitable for everyone except them. And so we want to create an environment where they can participate in that. But we also want to create an environment where they're developing toward their pro aspirations. Now, that's on the court with, you know, we're going to play NBA rules. That's what they're being exposed to in terms of life skills development and training, which is going to be geared around, you know, things that we think and that they think that they decide with our academic advisors. You know, what's the best course of action for their education and their future, as opposed to trying to fit them into you know, educational boxes that they don't fit. And quite frankly, if you look at any of the latest articles that have been coming out, the data about, you know, the environment at the collegiate level, you know, the kids are being developed. And so we just want to be another option for them. We want them to have an opportunity to have a choice in the market. And we feel like the Historical Basketball League can be that for them.
David, before I let you go, Warriors going to win it again?
Yeah, I'm picking them again.
All right.
I mean, like I said, they're second right now in the West. You know, it's going to be a tougher year. You know, obviously they're going to have to get through it and be healthy. But again, I think when it's all said and done, if they're healthy going into May, I just don't see anybody being able to beat them.
All right. Well, if they're banged up, you need to make a New Year's resolution to get back in shape.
Yeah.
It's, you know, second half of the season's buyout season.
Oh, D-West.
You know the system. You know the area. You're a fan favorite.
I hear you.
You're not going to bite, huh? Hey, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. You're very generous. And you were only here 2 years, but it was easy to tell that you're a class act, and we knew you were going to do something very important at the end of your playing days. So you're certainly doing that. Thank you very much, David. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, David West.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this. They could use him, right, Stoney?
He better not come back now.
They can use him.